You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, we will get back to the schedule. Loving the back and forth on the text line on YouTube and Twitch and the interaction. It's good, but man, we got to get into... to you, man, to, Jeremy Pena, man. I had to sit through that one, and he has been amazing. The last two games, I have sat in Daikin Park and watched him just destroy the Royals myself. And last night, 4-for-4, and he gets the go-ahead RBI. Came up with huge hits throughout the series, but last night especially. And this ain't just throughout the series. He's been rolling throughout the year. Thus far, here is the captain, Joe Espada, who obviously has been has really benefited from his shortstop playing to the level he is. This is him talking about what he is seeing from him, and if this is what he thought he would get once he moved him to the top of the order.
He is really being something more than what I expected. You know, I knew that he's got the potential to be a really exciting all-around player, but right now what he's doing, it's incredible. He's not backing down from the moment. He's getting pitches to hit, and he's not missing them. You know, the double, that pitch was in. It was off the plate. And he just keeps carrying barrel on the ball. The job he's doing is outstanding.
Now, he's played at an all-star level. This is like that magical month he had when he was the AL MVP, ALCS MVP, and the World Series MVP. Like, he is seeming to have that run right now. Clint, he would be a straight-up all-star. Hell, maybe even be considered a starting all-star at shortstop the way he has played. I mean, he was playing head-to-head up against maybe the best shortstop in baseball, with Bobby Witt Jr., and he was the better player in the series. Jeremy Pena, 4-for-4 last night, 3-15 on the season. He has been everything to this team.
Yeah, Ron, you mentioned those numbers. 4-for-4 last night, 3-15 on the season, 405 in the leadoff spot over the last 16 games. So it's not a small sample size. I mean, it is relative to a career, but I think it's a large enough sample size for us to believe exactly what Joe Espada just said, man. It seems like he's unbelievably comfortable. There appears to be a clutch gene in there. And, Ron, I'm going to tell you, I don't know that we've ever seen regular season Jeremy Pena swinging a bat this well. I'm not looking at the numbers, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, Chris, you may be able to tell me if you've seen Jeremy Pena hitting 315, right, climbing the damn lineup and getting to the leadoff spot and continuing to shine in the big moments of this early in the season. I know we've seen big moments when it mattered the most, which is obviously more important. But if Jeremy Pena turns into a player where all throughout the regular season he consistently, now he didn't have to hit 315, be nice, but if he is. If he's swinging the bat really well, if he's not just having to get the perfect pitch in order to swing, if he's not chasing the off-speed, low and outside stuff, if he's hitting with power, if as Espada said, if he's getting his barrel on some bad pitches, that's usually reserved for the Yordan Alvarez in this lineup. If Jeremy's able to do those things, and then you start looking at the speed. By the way, Jose Altuve hung his ass out to dry last night, or he'd be 7-for-7. And so I guess he'd still be 6-for-6 because Jose would have made contact. But Jose,
hit and run.
Just completely misjudging an off-speed pitch and a hit and run, and he gets struck out, and and Jeremy Pena gets thrown out at second, which it looked like maybe, let's just call it a conservative. It looked like it was man, it's 3-2. He's going to walk or make contact. I don't want to get picked off, so he kind of got a late jump. That's the only time he's been thrown out, y'all. He was 6-for-6 before that in stolen bases. So, again, we talk about him swinging the bat. You talk about his speed. You talk about the clutch gene that he appears to have. Boy, if he can do this for a year and not just spotty, you know, when it matters the most, man, and you look out now.
I wanted to be mad at Estevez, the closer.
Yep.
I saw that replay. Man, he threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball up and in on his hands off the plate, and he turned it.
Yep.
Turned it and pulled it. And somehow got his hands in to get the barrel on the bat to turn it. Like, yep. Dude is – he is smoking. Like that. I mean, I was at a point sitting there. I'm not kidding. I was sitting there, and I think we should consider maybe putting him on. I know who's hitting behind him, but the way they're swinging the bat right now, that combination of him and Dubon, somehow Dubon, I don't know if he could have thrown the ball to that spot two times in a row that he hit the line for doubles down that line. But that combination of those two. In those two innings was special. Yeah, Jeremy Pena, like as Ocho texts in and says, I really hope Jeremy Pena has figured out something sustainable, and this just isn't a hot streak. Yeah, I mean he's hot right now. Like I don't think he's gonna continue this. But you know, this Jeremy Pena would go months and months where you'd be like, I mean this isn't just. Like, you know, struggling. I mean, he is fighting it. Yeah. Where you like, he needs to sit down, or man, he's hitting seventh or eighth, and it's just about defense. Like, this is a point. I remember I said this at the game yesterday to Tyler and B. Scott and Reggie. I said, hell, man, they need him. And I think I said to you, they need him to hit about three different spots.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now they didn't even hit leadoff. It could be big. It'd be big if he could hit third, if he could hit fourth. Like, but this is the move. And I think one thing we know is they better not move his ass. Like, he's comfortable there clearly. Altuve, great idea. Thanks, assistant manager, for saying put him in the leadoff spot. But he should not move. He is very comfortable.
Well, that's where I'm at with it. That's the question, right, is if he does cool down, which at some point he will. I mean, he's blazing right now, 405 since being moved to the leadoff spot. I mean, it can't get much better. But if he does cool down a little bit, does the spotter start juggling this lineup again and move Altuve back to the top? The Altuve part of this makes me believe that there's no way that happens. I mean, Altuve, I wouldn't think Altuve would say, hey, man, put Jeremy Pena as the leadoff and let him swing. And then the minute that he struggles, Altuve goes back to the manager and says, hey, all right, it's my turn. I want back in that leadoff spot. Yeah. I would think that Jeremy's there to stay. I love it. I've loved it from jump. I love the speed there. I love Altuve and his free swinging ass hitting a little bit lower in the lineup. But we do got to talk about something, though, boys. Pena's got to work on his celebrations. I mean,
that was fishing, right?
That's
what it looked like.
It started off as Brandon Cooks pulling the arrow out of the back, and I thought he was fixing to shoot it. I rewound it and watched it again.
It was real.
He pulls it out of his back and then goes to reeling. Yeah, like, we got to work on these celebrations, man. The little heart thing he did last year, I know that was for somebody in the stands, and that's cute and all, but our kid somewhere, that's cute and all. We got to work on that's a panty-dropping son of a gun that's swinging the bat the way he's swinging. We've got to work on these celebrations.
I can smell it. I can feel the text coming in. Who cares what his celebration is?
Oh, I don't want to hell with them texts.
No.
To hell with them texts.
I need a good celebration.
I for one appreciate.
You don't want to be in the stands and every time he gets on and gets a double, you don't want to reel it in with him.
I mean, if it's reel it in. I've never carried a fishing rod on my back. I don't know what he's pulling off his back. The tackle box isn't
really
back there.
He's really showing it.
Was he casting?
Yeah, he's casting it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's really showing.
I don't like it.
I do think he needs to be more demonstrative in the cast. I do think.
It was
confusing.
It looked like he was pulling the boat, the arrow out of the
And reel it in. Yeah.
No, he's got to be better. Then the execution sucked.
And maybe John Lopez is somewhere that can maybe help him out on maybe how to make that look.
Yes. I mean, does HEB sell fishing rods?
They got that one aisle where you can really find a lot of different
things. J-Lo can hook him up with a sponsor deal. Yeah, he's got to do better. I mean, he's got to do better. I had no idea that was him casting. I mean, what's he doing? I mean, shark fishing from Crystal Beach or what?
Coming from the hip.
I mean, damn, Jeremy. I mean, the only way you're doing that is if you ain't got a boat. If you got to fish in Crystal Beach down there, you got to get a running start and throw that thing out there.
Yeah, he kind of caught me off guard. Hey, real quick, by the way, did you feel any different about the Astros potentially going to a 6-man rotation, seeing old Colton Gordon for the first time?
No, he didn't move me one bit. I'm happy for the guy that didn't embarrass his parents.
I think the Royals helped him. He sure as hell set himself up to try to get embarrassed. That triple, he got himself out of that thing around. That second inning is where it really could have blown up, where the bases are loaded and he gets out of that. So, I don't know. There was some stuff there. I'm looking up there, man. I saw some 91s. I saw Salvador Perez just let 91 get right down the pipes go. I don't know how much you could live on that. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like they're going to run on it.
Well, I will be very clear. It doesn't change my opinion. My opinion was the Astros have no business right now in a 6-man rotation.
That's what I said yesterday. We'll see what Colton does. Does he show it? No, man. Well, he could have gotten beaten up to make this game. Like, that could have been a very gusto-like.
Well,
give him credit. He got out of it. He was able to find ways to get out of it. But
I mean, credit to the pen. I mean, the bullpen has been absolutely nails, and they gave us a chance. And Pena went out there and did the deal, and Dubon did the deal. Paredes did the deal. But, I need to know more about the 6-man rotation and sticking with it, Ron. There's got to be more context that I'm just not aware of. And I need, are you really saving tread on Fromber and Hunter and Ronel Blanco and company? Is that what we're doing now? Because that's the only way this thing makes sense, is if there's some kind of health or load management reason behind it, given the current state of your starting rotation.
Ocho says, yes, Clint, some HEBs do sell fishing rods, but only at a select few HEBs.
Well, I bet you that whichever one it is, Jeremy can find, or they'll find Jeremy.
Yeah, the fishing celebration is saying he is catching all the hoes is coming in from the text line.
Ooh,
I guess we did see some young ladies stand up there and try to.
I told my wife about our panty dropping opinion. She didn't agree. I said, have you seen him topless?
She'd be nice.
I don't think she was.
Okay.
I don't think she was.
Okay. All
right. She's not afraid to tell me.
Yeah, okay.
Typically.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.